This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning. Hills are filled with fire. If they say I never loved you, you know they are a lie.
All right, we got Joe Hoff coming up. I'm going to dig through our archives. We got a lot of footage, but it's in the best audio of Owen's speech. I thought it was powerful. And we haven't aired it. I've been asking us to air this last day, but for whatever reason we didn't. But here's a short speech Owen gave at the Jericho rally in D.C. on Saturday. I thought it was important. Here it is. Yesterday, they ran out of time on the show. I thought it was a good speech he gave. But that full speech I gave is up there on Infowars.com. You know, the great big news is the communist Chinese infiltration has come out. It's exposed. And Infowars is kicking butt thanks to your support. It's an amazing time to be alive. We can all get really upset by being taken over by the globalists. But it's okay. It's going to get people's attention when they shut the economy off and people don't have food or water anymore. And they're going to blame it on Trump and, oh, Trump supporters didn't end the lockdown, so it's their fault. You know, Trump supporters didn't let us give their kids, you know, gender-bending hormones. It's their fault. We couldn't abort enough babies. That's the problem. There's too many people. And so all of this is going to blow up in their face. All of this is going to devastate them. Now, Trump could still win, and we've got Joe Hoff coming on to break all this down, and he's done an amazing job. So look forward to that coming up in the next segment. And I'm very, very, very excited about doing that with him because they've had major forensics firms come out that the judges have released in court documents proving that Dominion was designed for fraud. And you're like, well, then if we just prove it, they'll stop. No, that's not how this works. You have to have political will in the legislatures and political will in Congress and the political will in the courts. And look, we're seeing a major exercise of will right now. But it's going to take more than that. It's going to take them all realizing that complying like you did in the past got you out of stuff. You comply now, we go into an endless depression and a lockdown that'll go on for decades, so this country's totally broken. We'll be right back, Stewart. During our war for independence, during some of the darkest days, Thomas Jefferson, the man credited with writing our Declaration of Independence and much of our Constitution later, said, look, this is not going to be an easy fight. We're not going to be transported to liberty on a bed of feathers. No, ladies and gentlemen, we've actually had incredible successes with Donald Trump and Bolsonaro and the liberty movement worldwide. We're going to have major setbacks, but there is a giant awakening happening. That's why the globalists have gone ahead and launched their great reset, global collapse, worldwide social credit score, tracking app, microchip, forced inoculation takeover now, because if they don't force it now, they're never going to get it. So InfoWars has never been more critical. I want to thank you all for your support, and I want to encourage you to do your Christmas shopping now at InfoWarsStore.com. And if we ship your order out by the 18th, the Postal Service says you will get it before Christmas. So get those orders in at InfoWarsStore.com and know that you're investing in freedom and liberty and justice while getting great products. Thanks for your support. Please shop at InfoWarsStore.com.
Good enough for me and my Barbarian.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got Joe Hoff coming on in a few minutes. He's a great corporate fraud investigator, does a great job with his brother that owns and runs Gateway Pundit, with huge developments of judges in Michigan allowing certified forensic reports findings. Absolutely total fraud by Dominion, saying Dominion's main goal is organized election theft. That's their finding. Super strong, major prestigious organization. That's coming up as soon as we get Hoffed on. But I tell you, John Bound did a very important report that really tells it all. But I hope everybody will share and get out, because this big breaking news of Communist China and Biden and the criminal investigations and these leaks out of the CCP, Communist Party China, CPC. This is so massive and shows Trump is fighting back with 37 days to inauguration. And so as bad as it looks with the media saying Biden's the president, and as bad as it looks with all the hoaxes, remember, their paper tiger, their paper dragon, Joe Biden, has holes in him, more holes in him than Swiss cheese. And this boat is not going to float. So just continue to move forward and fighting hard one way or another. We're never accepting this monster. Joe Biden will be removed either by impeachment, or he'll be removed by losing this election, exposing the fraud. And we will politically destroy his ideas. We don't want a single hair on his head harmed, but we want his horrible, evil, globalist ideas of the Communist Party China killed. Not him, the ideas killed. The ideas refuted and destroyed. Joe Biden's an empty husk. Don't turn him into a victim, into any of that. So here's the report, and we'll be right back with Mr. Hoff.
So far, the evidence is uncontradicted that the president used taxpayer dollars to ask the Ukrainians to help him cheat an election.
Eric Swalwell is having a sweaty and flatulent Christmas, and it's blowing up right in the Democrats' Grinch face.
Well, I don't have any concern about Mr. Swalwell. There are those in the Congress who believe, and I am among them, that we should be seeing what influence the Chinese. I've been fighting them, as you know, for over 30 years. I do think that it's unfortunate that Mr. McCarthy is trying to make an issue of this when his leader, we all found out at the same time. But you know what he's trying to do? He's trying to deflect attention from the fact that he has QAnon in his delegation over there. And that, I think, is a danger in terms of our debate here about, you know, what the possibilities are for undue influence to members of Congress.
You know, we have people like Swalwell over there that has got this massive problem. While the counterintelligence structure and system and leadership was focused on Mike Flynn and President Donald J. Trump, the counterintelligence effort, they should have been focused on Swalwell. And that threat against that we have now learned about Swalwell, and frankly, Hunter Biden and the entire Biden Foundation and family, This is dangerous stuff. We are playing with fire right now.
I am concerned that we don't know what we need to know about Donald Trump to protect the country from what Russia has on him. We have deep suspicions, and all of the arrows continue to point in the same direction.
Eric Swalwell, who wasn't ready for prime time, is a Chinese tool going back to his days on the city council in California. He's been towing the Communist Party line ever since a Chinese spy assisted his defeat of a 40-year incumbent, catapulting the Manchurian candidate into Congress 8 years ago, as Axios had revealed.
This story comes from Axios in Washington, which is no one's idea of a right-wing news outlet. But to their great credit, a pair of Axios reporters doggedly spent the last year investigating what turned out to be an amazing story. A Chinese intelligence agent called Feng Feng, or she renamed herself when she came to this country, Christine Feng, became a force within the Democratic Party of California. Along the way, she cultivated a number of Democratic office holders. Feng had sexual relationships with at least two of them, identified in the Axios story as mayors from Midwestern cities. Feng also began a relationship with a man called Eric Swalwell. You may recognize that name. Eric Swalwell is a member of the United States Congress. Swalwell sits on the House Intelligence Committee. He is privy to this country's most closely held secrets.
The Chinese government had been infiltrating Wall Street corporations and Congress before Swalwell was even an unpaid intern for California's 10th congressional district. Swalwell is merely the tip of the iceberg, though. The attack on the common sense nationalist slogan, America First, is a massive tell. The elites know that they must betray the country and protect their communist counterparts, eating away our liberties like a cancer, pushing propaganda like never before. As the Washington Examiner reported while the Swalwell news broke, MSNBC spent roughly 5 minutes on Axios' reporting during the network's 5 a.m. program without mentioning it again for the rest of the day. Meanwhile, CNN completely avoided the story altogether, both on air and online. Fox News also noted that major newspapers such as the New York Times and the Washington Post, both of which dedicated tons of coverage to allegations against President Trump concerning Russia, had not yet afforded any coverage to the Swalwell story. Broadcast networks ABC, NBC, and CBS also skipped coverage of the controversy during morning and evening shows.
There has now been a major leak of official records from the Chinese Communist Party. It is believed to be the first leak of its kind in the world. A register with the details of nearly 2 million Communist Party members.
As the Communist Chinese leak...
All right, we have Joe Hoff, who's a major fraud investigator, major auditor for a Fortune 500 company. You know his amazing brother, Jim Hoff, the Gateway Pundit, that heads above the rest, has been the number one site, just in a Herculean effort, cleaning out the Aegean stables, exposing and breaking hundreds of articles that have been absolutely on target and trailblazing in the last month or so since the fraudulent election. And so I want to give him the floor in the next three segments, the next 45 minutes, but I got him on late, and I appreciate him being here. I just want to ask him with 2 minutes to break. You've been big on China. You've lived in Asia. You've been exposing the COVID exaggeration and hoax as well. Spend a few minutes on that, then we're going to come back and get into the election and the giant breaking news that's unfolding there. But just please give us your overall view about the battle space now, as it seems the world awakens to what we're really facing here.
Boy, Alex, I think you're right on it. I think you're right on target. You're over target. Absolutely. And it's great to be here again. Yes, I think there are some real concerns with China right now. There's a number of things that just occurred over the last 24 hours, as you know. This release of these more than, 2 million individuals that are members of the Communist Party, that's a list of worldwide individuals. My understanding is there's at least 50,000 Americans on that list. It's probably no surprise. We can't wait to see who those people are. The names are in Chinese, so they need to be translated. But we just based on phone number, we can tell there's around 50,000. So that was big. We have some other. There was the hack last night on one of the government entities, the financial entity, and then news this morning also about the Dominion-related software that's being. There's a major concern there. So. some software that's related to Dominion. So lots going on there. We knew in March that the COVID was something that was big, but we also saw that they were lying about it immediately. The WHO was, as you recall, Alex, we were on your show, and we talked about this, how the WHO was saying this thing was going to be worse than, really, it sounded like the Spanish flu with a 3% mortality rate worldwide, and that scared the whole world. And we noticed, their numbers weren't right. They were inaccurate. Now we're seeing that come to fruition as Democrats continue to want to close down cities, but the numbers just aren't there. They just don't make sense. So we were right then, and there's a lot going on, and so certainly a lot for us to chat about.
Well, Joe, I know, because I'm up 18 hours a day. I know you guys. I'm not about kissing your ass. It's true. You guys are doing like more work than everybody else combined. I don't know how you're doing it. And the lawsuits, the groups you're funding, and what you're doing, you're the tip of the spear, buddy. And so it's good to see somebody out there more the tip of the spear than we are. We're good at live on air, a lot of great guests, but that's why you're here, so people use the great source of truth that is GatewayPundit.com. The only way these articles that you guys are putting out with all this great source material get out there is when people spread it, so people need to do that.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637, GCNLife.com, or 844-443-6637.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Joe Hoff from GatewayPundit.com is a anti-fraud researcher, a big corporate auditor, and he's just dedicated all his time, been drafted into the fight with his brother over Gateway Pundit, who's become a major leader in the fight. So this is like a nine-minute segment, longer segment coming up, and I'm going to try to shut up, give you the floor. Where do we start with all the huge developments that are really documenting election fraud? There's so many. Please tell us about them.
Yeah, thanks, Alex, and thanks again for having me on. It's great to be here. It's an honor. I guess the thing that is, if we go back to the start, we always knew something was going to happen, and we just knew that because of all the coups that have been in place already, the Mueller and the impeachment, et cetera. So it came really as no surprise that something would happen, although it still upset, you know, everybody watching the election night proceedings where Trump's way ahead. We go to bed about 4 a.m. and it looks like Trump's got it wrapped up, but not as nearly as much as we'd expected. And then to wake up to see these major changes in some of these key swing states where suddenly Trump's behind. It didn't take us but a couple hours to realize there were some major data dumps that occurred in these swing states. So that was kind of the first shock. And then that put everybody on defensive from everybody that, you know, all the Trump supporters, which I believe is maybe 80. Some people suggest even 90 million votes for Trump. Certainly, Biden didn't get the 80 million that they're saying. And we can see this just from an auditor's perspective, Alex. Just take a look at the big picture. And this is something you would do when you start an audit. You'd look, you'd do a lot of planning, but you'd certainly look at the big picture. Okay. What was the most votes anybody had ever accumulated in an election? Well, that was Obama with 69 million in 2008. And so President Trump has 65 million or 62 million actually in the last election with Hillary supposedly accumulating 65 million. So immediately we see Trump surpassing this record of Obama's of going past 70 million. Nobody in U.S. history had ever done that. But for us that were following Trump, it wasn't surprising because we kept track of his progress during the primaries. And it's despite the media's bogus polls that were saying that Biden was ahead, which were garbage from the start, we knew that Trump was doing great. And we could see it through boat parades, and which were amazing, that were happening every weekend, it seemed like, around the country. Very big, huge, massive gatherings of boats with Trump flags and everything. We saw cars the day before the election. Every U.S. city had cars, even I seen in New York City, and trucks with Trump flags behind them in a parade, marching around the country. And so we knew there was an energy for President Trump that we'd never seen before. So it's no surprise that President Trump surpassed 70 million and became the first individual in U.S. history to do so, legitimately. And right now he's around 74 million. But the big picture is there's absolutely no way that Joe Biden had accumulated 80 million votes. It was that's a joke. It's a travesty. And again, it's the deep state and these people that hate Trump, the elites, China, the Democrats, just another slap in the face like we saw so many times during his first term, where he would make a major event just to see the Democrats behind the scene smashing him, or Rosenstein with some bogus Russia collusion type of narrative come out at the same time he's meeting with some world leaders and doing great things. And so it was really nasty as looking back at it, how they'd stolen again the greatest election ever. And they're saying Joe Biden got 80 million. So that's just a joke. And we know it is. And we knew it right away. And so we started looking into the fraud like so many people. And we could see really immediately the main thing was the events that were happening in Detroit and Philadelphia. We have a friend that was in Detroit. They were preventing her from getting into the facility to even be an observer. When she was in there, there was a group of people probably paid for by the U.S. taxpayer that looked like they were Black Lives Matter that were harassing every single observer every single minute, telling them, hey, lift your mask up. You're getting too close. Stand back for hours at a time. And there wasn't a Republican at every table. Every Republican had to walk in with a big sign on their chest that told everybody that they're Republican, something no one else had to do. These individuals that were the harassers, they didn't even have name tags, don't even know who they were. And then when our friend noted that the military ballots came out, now, first of all, they tried to get everybody out of the room. And then when they came in, this one friend of ours forced her way back into this massive room with thousands upon thousands of ballots that were brought in. And she noticed right away all of these ballots looked the same. There were carbon copies. There was something wrong with them. And they started going through those, and they were all for Joe Biden. So that was Detroit, Philadelphia. We saw the stories where Republicans, again, there weren't even allowed to look at the process either. I've seen recently the Scott Adams from Dilbert did a tweet where he said, all we have to say is we were forcibly not allowed to review the results. And that immediately makes the election a fraud. And contaminates the entire election. How can you have an election when one side's not even allowed to be involved in the counting process? You know, it's.
And what you just said, Joe Hoff, the GatewayPundit.com, is central. The State Department and the UN, our own government says, if they don't allow observers in to point blank do it and review and check and do an audit, spot audits, it's not a legitimate election. They're not even letting people in the room or 50 feet away. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, absolutely, Alex. And then other things too, leading up to the election, the ballot process, how they had these drop boxes. We're finding that these things were like they weren't well controlled. There was no chain of custody. There was no dual controls, meaning whenever you pick up ballots, you treat it like money, like tellers at a bank, and you would guard it with one person from each party. A Democrat and a Republican would pick up together, transport these ballots together, and then do the counting together. At all points of the process, there's a dual control and there's a chain of custody where these ballots are never outside of somebody's presence, a counter's presence. So that wasn't happening. And that's where a lot of fraud occurred. And we've seen it since. And we can get into that some. But just recently in Wisconsin, we had some guys reach out to us and say during the recount process there, they saw thousands of these votes that were coming in that were they looked like photocopies. They didn't have any indentations on them.
I mean, even Georgia, as corrupt as the government is, admits that's not folded. It's all hand. It's all printed by a computer. But there's big developments. Yeah. Gateway Pundit and Washington Examiner and National File and InfoWars today with these new forensics firms.
Yeah.
That the judges have authorized a release saying it's like complete fraud. Can we talk about that when we come back?
Yeah, let's do that. That's great. That's a great segue, too.
And then what else? You got a lot on your radar. What else are you guys working on? Because you're breaking so much stuff.
Well, thanks, Alex. And, yeah, we can talk, too, about just the numbers, and that's kind of my expertise. We started digging into the numbers after we first initially were looking at, you know, the result or the activities, the voter fraud where individuals weren't allowed to count, people weren't allowed to vote, things like that.
So the cover-up and the violation of law right there throws the election out. Then you've got them putting the 80 million ballots outside of law. That throws it out. So why is the Supreme Court and others doing this? What do you expect to happen, too? Can Trump find a path to victory? We are the Joe Hoff of GatewayPundit.com. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com. I've got some really exciting good news, and I've also got some bad news. InfoWars is getting the highest traffic we have ever gotten since the election in 2016. Despite all the bans, all of the system trying to censor us and suppress us, you with your word of mouth have overridden that, and they are so scared of InfoWars.com and Band.video, and they're so scared of you being able to communicate and share the truth. But We're bringing in the same amount of money we brought in last December right now. This is our most important month to be able to fund ourselves in the next year. And I understand the economy shut down. I understand there's not as much money as there used to be. They're trying to kill Trump's recovery. But InfoWars really needs your support. You just buy great items, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com with huge sales, amazing products, and then you know you're funding the InfoWar and not funding Amazon and Jeff Bezos and the globalists that are openly trying to destroy small businesses. Continue to fund the second American Revolution while getting great products at the same time at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
We are back. Well, it's being reported out of Nevada right now, and I'm going to call while Joe's talking. I don't normally ignore my guest. I'm going to call, though, my Trump lawyer that's one of the top people in Nevada about this. And while Joe is talking here, just real fast, Nevada GOP electors cast ballots for Donald J. Trump. That is being reported right now. Another slate of electors for Donald Trump is voted upon by the state legislature. Nevada joins PA, Georgia, in sending to Congress a dueling slate of electors. So this is huge news that normally you'd have the electors go one way. But if there's a problem, they can say we're not going to vote for that person. And that forces the legislature to then take over. Or they can let those electors go forward. So, wow, when Trump said folks aren't going to be happy in a few days, is this what he was talking about, Joe Hoft?
That's great news, Alex.
And it's really scary times, precarious times that we're in. Perhaps I could jump back to where we were at a couple of weeks
ago. You got the floor. You're in the middle of this. Lay out the compendium.
Yeah, great. Well, I'll lead into that. The thing that we noticed after the voter fraud and the massive voter fraud that was occurring was we just kind of started looking at the data, and we found anomalies, and the anomalies were patterns in the data. And so where you would expect to see random numbers, we weren't seeing that. We were seeing patterns. And the first thing that we noticed was in Pennsylvania, where during Election Day, President Trump won some counties by 80% to 20. He just crushed it in Pennsylvania on Election Day. He was up about 2 million to 1 million almost by the end of the day. And then at the same time, they began counting the absentee ballots. Well, by the end of the night when we all went to bed, Trump was ahead by about 700,000 votes. And somehow a million or more ballots were manufactured that gave Biden the lead, which we believe is totally fraudulent. We think there's a lot of room for review there, where you would find massive quantities of fraudulent votes. But the one thing that we saw that could help support that situation is the fact that in the state, in every county where Trump won on Election Day, they would take 40% less than that, and that was what Trump won in the absentee ballots. And so what I'm saying is that if Trump won 80 to 20 in on Election Day in a county, he won only 40% of the absentee ballot. If he won 70% of the vote on Election Day, he only won 30% of the absentee ballot. And this went across the board for virtually every county. And so we knew something's going on. You wouldn't see the same pattern everywhere. We compared it to the state of Arkansas. In that state, the numbers were more random. And never, only once, did we see a disparity of 40%. So we knew something was going on with Pennsylvania. At the same time, there was some other research done by others. There's a Dr. Shiva out of MIT, and he came up with an analysis in Michigan where he didn't see randomness. He saw a pattern. And the pattern was that in these
counties. Well, listen, I'll say that in a minute because you documented it well, and that's all at GetWePundit.com. But it's not just, yeah. I don't have to be a statistician. They say the voting stops. They say they close the polling place, and then right when it reopens, it shoots straight up for Joe Biden. I mean, everything else is organic curve, then it shoots straight up. I mean, that doesn't happen in nature.
Well, and that was actually another thing that we identified, Alex, was in we started with Virginia, of all states, because I know a guy who was in Virginia said, these numbers don't look right. Trump was way ahead. He was crushing Biden in Virginia. And then suddenly, overnight, the same thing happened in Virginia that happened in these other states. Massive drops of ballots.
Which, as a big corporate auditor for fraud, this shows what a controller fraud. It shows a centralized group was doing this, and that's what legislative leaders have said is this is racketeering.
That's right, Alex. And even in Virginia, what was really odd, and this is the accounting counting in me as well. We saw 300,000 votes get populated for Biden and only 30,000 for Trump. Then they reversed that out. Then they reposted it. And then they reversed it out. And then they reposted it again. None of those entries make sense. What the hell was going on? It was like
they did a very sloppy job because they could have been shaving throughout the night, but they didn't. Yeah. They just did it in one big swoop.
Yep. And so 300,000 for Biden, 30,000 for Trump. And at that point,
Why were they so reckless?
I believe it's because they were racing through it. You know, they realized as people have said, their algorithms weren't working. Trump's crushed it. They never expected Trump to have more votes than Obama did. They had no respect for this guy.
Right. The landslide overwhelmed them because they thought 3 months of fake ballots and dead cats voting would overwhelm them. When it didn't, they crapped their pants, ran in, stopped the voting, said, okay, stop the counting, kick everybody out, and pull out the suitcases, pull out the backup plan.
That's right. Absolutely. And we saw that in Georgia where they kicked everybody out, what they called a water main break. And I don't know if we talked about this before, but I had an attorney reach out to me and said, Joe, I ran a FOIA request on that with the state. They have to get back to me in 3 days. The only thing they had was a text message where somebody sent a text message to the head of the Atlanta Hawks. He said, oh, no, that was greatly overstated. And we reported that. And then the next day, somebody from the water department actually reached out to me and said, Joe, there were no calls in Georgia for a water main break.
Sure, and then the same people close everything, kick everybody out, pull out the suitcases, start, and they're all Democrat Party operatives. I mean, this is ridiculous.
And they're just shoving those ballots through those tabulators over and over again. We saw some of these people in those videos three times shooting the same chunk of ballots through. And they, you know, they
and
were
they're
all
doing it like they're robbing a bank, like they're in a safe, just like grabbing cash. I mean, they're all real lazy till they kick everybody out. It's like, ho, 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 as fast as they can.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And so that's what happened in Georgia. And that, and then we saw Wisconsin, massive, 100,000 there, with Michigan, more than 100,000 there. All of a sudden, Trump's behind in these states. But here's the another anomaly that we saw, Alex, in the data, was that once Biden reached that lead, which is early in the morning, the day after the election, where they did these massive drops, then every single entry after that point was in the specific ratio of Biden to Trump, usually Biden, depending on the state, 51% to 49.
They got more nuanced after the desperate dump of the night.
Every single entry after that had this same ratio. So we know something's going on. This doesn't make sense.
That shows somebody said, hey, guys, it's too obvious to have it 90% for Biden. Do this ratio because they have a mathematical equation showing that'll give him the win.
Yeah, it absolutely didn't make sense. And so we know the data's wrong, and we know there's voter fraud.
And by the way, you published articles. I want to go back here. You've shown this. It's been proven accurate. All over these states, the key battle areas, the same number comes after with the ratio. That's impossible, basically.
It is. It's absolutely impossible. And then I guess the other thing that kind of led us to all that was that people started seeing these glitches, and they call them glitches. And it was like in Michigan, where this Antrim County, where they saw 6,000 votes, or roughly 3,000, were removed from Trump and given to Biden. And so they caught that, and they had to reverse it. It's, when you double it up, it's a 6,000-vote difference. And that was just one small county. I'd say maybe average-sized county. I think somebody corrected me on it. We're not that small.
Sure, so they were able to break in computer-wise, or had operatives, and then good people found it. Why do they reverse it in these key counties around the country, but not the big ones?
Well, there you go. I think what we've learned, we've seen a couple of people share some information with us. What we think happened was at the precinct level, that's where they started manipulating this data and moving this data around. And so today, significantly, one of the biggest events in this entire 2 months or so, I guess, of the election, is the results from an audit of Antrim County in Michigan were released. And what we find there is a couple major, major breaking issues. One is the fact that indeed they were swapping votes between Trump and Biden and giving them to Biden. And the other more significant event that's in there is that there is a connection to outsiders from this system, and that's the one thing they couldn't get, the one thing that was deleted is is who this data was being sent to. But we do know that this data was being shared offsite.
Wow. Okay, Joe Hoff, final segment. I want to look at the new stuff that just came out. You guys have been breaking with the Michigan.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality.
quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's a man going around taking names.
Okay, I've got the articles right here. You've got this very respected big data crunching forensics firm out of Dallas that got into the documents in Michigan and other states. They've come out. I've got the articles right here from Gateway Pundit. We've got it from the Washington Examiner. We've got it from a lot. WorldNet Daily. Audit concludes Dominion voting machines are designed for fraud. That's what the auditing group is saying. Breaking bombshell. Judge grants attorney in Michigan, Matt DiPrino, permission to release results of forensic examination on 16 Dominion voting machines in Atrium. And it goes on. So it's all starting to come out here. Joe Hoff, who's been really heading up the tip of the spear in all this, what do you make of just the hardcore evidence coming out and then the media just totally doesn't cover it? Same way. Nevada, we have Right Side Broadcasting. We'll play it after you're gone, but just 10 minutes ago. I'll play it next hour before Salente comes on. And they're meeting with the GOP state reps and the electors saying, no, we're not going for this. It's fraudulent. We're going for Trump. And then I go to CNN. They say Nevada has gone for Joe Biden. So, I mean, I am speechless at this point. We are watching one thing on CNN. Nevada is all for Biden. They give electoral votes. He wins it. That's on TV like 5 minutes ago. And then over here on Right Side at a table with the GOP, with the damn electors and state reps saying, no, we're not. I mean, this is wild. What do you think's going on here?
Well, it's been amazing, hasn't it, Alex, since the election? Especially it was like election night, everything absolutely turned. I mean, how many people that were watching Fox up to that night have never gone back, including myself? It's like what was that? Their biased reporting, how they would only report Biden leads, Trump's crushing it in Texas with 6%, and yet they held back announcing whether Texas would go to Trump or not. And actually, I have a theory on that, Alex. I wonder if they were holding back because they had lots of fraudulent votes that they thought might steal that state, and Trump crushed them. And they couldn't do it. And we've actually, you know, seen some evidence that this happened everywhere. Even this morning, somebody sent me some information on a county in Indiana that had more people vote than they had population of legal voters in their county.
So the truth is, this has been a gigantic, super, mega, massive landslide, a repudiation of the New World Order. They can't have that, so they engage in this fraud. Where does this go? What do we do in the next 37 days, Joe?
Yeah, I know it, Alex. Well, and just and getting back to your question too, this dual reality that we're living in right now. So, Washington Post came out in a couple hours ago saying Trump loses case and has another case thrown out in Wisconsin. Of course, they ignore that he had another ruling this morning, which was in his favor. And if this and now what's going to have to happen is Wisconsin is going to have to go back and look at 240,000 votes to determine if they're valid. Valid or not. And so Washington Post ignores that, announces this other ruling that was against Trump, doesn't even mention this other ruling that's pro-Trump, which could easily throw Wisconsin into the Trump side.
Now let's talk about Texas case. They said it was the best case, and a lot of lawyers I don't work for Trump told me, this is our big case. The Supreme Court said, hey, you've got to be rejected, I guess, by the electors first or whatever, before you have standing. So now they're just retooling the same lawsuits. What's your inside baseball on that?
Yeah, I've heard that too. It was really disappointing, I think, for anybody that was behind Trump. We'd heard a lot about this case thinking that we would win it. And it was ironic that the three Trump judges didn't vote for it, you know, to move the thing forward, which was really kind of shocking and very disappointing. So the next day, Sidney Powell immediately, she filed cases in four states again, this time specific cases for just the state using individuals from that state. And they think it's going to go through. And I hope so too. I mean, the massive fraud is what we need to deal with. And that hasn't been dealt with yet by anybody. And, Alex,
well, isn't that political fear by the Supreme Court? That, you can't take an election away when they say they give it to Biden. No, you're taking it from us. And you've got, and I'm not being mean to old people. And I'm not saying all of them. A lot of old folks know more than young people who have got jobs and work in tech like you do and know things. But, you know, I'm older too. But a lot of these old judges and stuff, I've been around them. High level Texas judges, others, they literally don't know how anything works. They're still watching CNN and Fox News. They don't know the rest of the world's not buying any of this.
I agree, and I wonder about those Supreme Court justices, the new ones especially. What are they reading? Where are they getting their information? Because, and by the way, Alex, like you mentioned at the beginning of the show, we've been reporting the truth, and we've been knocking it out of the park. We're getting 4 million people a day coming to our site. It's because people thirst for the truth, and they will look to find it. And in spite of being censored and called names like you can relate to, being called everything in the book, being just shattered in as many ways as they possibly can, we're growing massively because we're sharing the truth. And getting back to that case this morning in Michigan, these guys came in, they did this audit, and then the state stepped in, these villainous three women that are running the state, the Secretary of State, Attorney General, and Governor, and they tried to stop the results of this audit coming out. And it eventually went to this ruling this morning, and the judge let the report come out. And so we've had to fight that along the way, too.
That's right. Because Tucker Carlson, who I love, is like, show me the proof. They're trying to block the forensic proof. Here it is, Tucker.
Yeah. And there's only one reason you'd want to do that, you know, and it's just so clear. It's clear to everybody. Trump crushed it in this election, and they don't want people to know that. It's been an absolute grotesque steal, and they're trying to do everything they can to cover it up, whether it be in the courts or where else. And by the way, that one guy, Elias, that worked for Hillary, he is in about every court case that we've seen.
Oh, he's the one that got the Secretary of State in Georgia to do all this crap.
Well, he did there in Wisconsin just last week. I was talking to a lady there. She spoke in front of their Congress just last week. She tried to she filed a case against the state on these drop boxes, saying these things are unconstitutional. Again, there's no chain of custody, et cetera. And that case got thrown out. Now, here's the other thing, Alex, that people don't know about Wisconsin is that she found out during her case that there was the two leaders of the two Republican leaders, one in the Senate and one in the House, had given the okay to go ahead with this process. So
yeah, we got a lot of Democrats that have infiltrated the Republican Party, like Project Veritas caught in Texas and other states, where the woman goes, "I'm not really a Republican. I pose as one, and I pay people to vote for Biden." And she's like giving them shirts and debit cards. Same thing with the Native Americans. I mean, this is just a giant exercise of criminal activity.
Absolutely, it's been amazing to watch, and so.
Let me ask you this in closing. We really appreciate your time because I know you're busy. I want to get back to the work you're doing that we follow at WePutIt.com. What do you think Trump should do right now with 37 days out, and what do you think we can all do?
Well, that's great. Well, first of all, and here's what we've been doing is putting up lists of these congressmen and women in these states and encouraging people to reach out to them and tell them how you feel. Because this was a steal, and we're not going to allow this to happen. Nobody's going to allow this to happen, you know, and it's just not going to happen. We all know that. It's just we love this country. We love our freedom, and we will fight.
Exactly. You feel that same determination. We're not stopping. I mean,
no. No way. And President Trump's not stopping. And he came up here the last few days and really fired off, say, we're not stopping either. Now, he's got, as you know, I'm sure, this executive order that's coming up here. Really, it's due within by the 18th if it hasn't been taken care of already. And that the directive is that the DNI, who happens to be Ratcliffe now, has to come out with a report, and he maybe already did, we don't know, and send it to the president that says whether there was any foreign interference in our election. And we know there was, Alex.
Well, General Flynn just came out and said that in a speech Saturday, and we know China was involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And that case today in Michigan, the reason they were trying to stop that case is because of this incident and this information that these guys had, that information was flowing out of these machines and back into it. And so
we don't know where it was going. Absolutely. And here's the good news, though.
But that's it. So we know that. Another thing that we found a week ago is that there's this device on these Dominion voting machines. It's kind of like a remote modem type of access device. It's developed in France by a company that's wholly owned by a Chinese company.
Yes.
And that was attached to these Dominion machines.
And that's why you see the leak out of the CCP. I mean, Trump's still fighting harder than ever. I don't think people understand. We've got devastating evidence of Joe Biden being a Chi-Com operative. So this is a huge time to be alive.
That's it. And Swalwell. And why are these leaks coming out now about all this stuff? They didn't give a damn about it for how long. Now all of a sudden they're coming out. They're trying to soften this issue. Some people are saying they're trying to get rid of Biden and let Kamala Harris step in. I don't know, but definitely there was foreign interference in this election, and that's the next topic. That's going to be the that's
and definitely be the we've got to keep fighting. Well, I've got a 2-minute break. If you got to go, because I know you're busy, go. If you have 5 more minutes, I know you're an expert over Gateway Pundit. We are as well, but you really are on China and what's about to break. If you just give us a 5-minute briefing on, right. I totally agree. Everything is China. Thank you. Everything is China. Everything is Joe Biden. Even if he won, he's illegitimate. I mean, my God, we have all the proof they said they had on Trump. We have on him, Russia as well. Biden is a traitor.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.